So, first of all, I must apologize for not being able to send any videos for the last many few months. I was traveling in Europe, 16 countries, and about 30 different places. And since I was traveling very fast, and and teaching everywhere, and then seeing people, and so I was not having time and energy to do any videos. So I would like to seek your forgiveness for this. Now I would like to go back to the sixth chapter of Bodhicaya Avatara, which is on patience. And we've come to the stanza number 75. We finished 75. And now we go to 76. Now this is about how to practice patience. When people, when my enemies start to get good things, like praise, like positive kind of things and gains, how do I? Because usually when my enemies or people who harm me or who obstruct me to get what I want, have good things, then or people start to give them wonderful, nice things, I become unhappy and angry. So here it says, when others take delight in giving praise to those endowed with talents, why, O mind, do you not find a joy likewise in praising them? When people praise my enemies, what they are doing is they are seeing some positive things in my enemy or whoever it may be. And therefore, they feel good. They feel good that they are seeing something positive, or they are having some, their mind is turning to something positive and then giving that praise. So when they are doing that, they are feeling happy, they are taking delight, you know, they feel good. So if they feel good by praising my enemy, why should I not feel good that, you know, at least somebody is feeling good? Why, O mind, do you not find a joy like this in praising me? I should also feel good. I should also not get angry and upset because, you know, those people are seeing something positive, something good, and they are, that's why they are praising. So, there's no reason for me to feel unhappy, hurt, and angry when people do that. 77. The pleasure that's gained therefrom itself gives rise to blameless happiness. It's urged on us by all the holy ones and is the perfect way of winning others. When people are happy because they see some positive things or good things in somebody. And then, you know, they feel good about it, they feel happy. That's a very good way of feeling happy. It's much better than, you know, feeling happy by seeing that somebody is suffering, or somebody is hurt, or somebody is, or they, by feeling happy because they've indulged in intoxication, or in gambling, or in, you know, all kind of drugs and things like that. So therefore, you know, being happy because they see something good or something positive or something that's worth praising is a positive thing. It's a blameless happiness. And that kind of joy, rejoicing at others' good things, rejoicing at somebody, you know, having something good or something, attend something good or doing something good, is always regarded by all the holy people a very positive thing, a very good thing that we should increase, we should develop, rejoicing at somebody's happiness or somebody's achievement or somebody's having a good time. And also, you know, if I rejoice when somebody is praising somebody or doing something good or having something, you know, then it's the best way that I become friend with them also. If somebody is saying something good about somebody, and then if I get upset, and if I get angry, what does that do? It's not only that I feel bad, I feel unhappy by doing this, I feel hurt, I feel angry, and I feel, you know, unhappy, but also that those people who are doing that become much further from me. I'm kind of, I've upset them. I've made them unhappy. I've made them my kind of enemy also. But if somebody is saying something good about somebody, and they see some good, you know, qualities of this person, and if I am happy about that, if I appreciate that, if I rejoice in that, then I become friends with those people also. And it is the best way to bring closer to me those people and make them my my friends, you know, that I they become more close to me and I become more close to them. And so it's a good way, perfect way of bringing other people towards me or on my side also. So therefore, it is much better to rejoice than to feel jealous or upset when other people are, saying good things or doing positive things, even for my enemy. 78. But they are the one who have the happiness, you see. If this then is a joy you would resent, abandon paying wages and returning favors, you will be the loser both in this life and the next. If you think that by saying good things about my enemies and about other people that I don't like, then say that they are having happiness, you know, but that's not good because they're praising, they're getting that happiness, they're praising or doing something good to my enemies. If I feel like that, and I resent that, if I resent that, then it's not good. Because I'm not happy because somebody is happy. That's not the right way. I should be happy when somebody is happy. I should not resent when somebody is doing something positive or saying something positive in whoever it may be, whether it's my enemies, whether it's my friends, or it's anybody else. It's a good thing that people rejoice or feel happy when somebody does something good to others. If you feel unhappy that when, you know, somebody is happy, then that is making myself unhappy all the time. Like, for instance, if you pay wages to somebody who has done something, I should be happy about that. That this person, I should happily pay them, and if they feel good about this, what wages they've received, I should feel very good about that. And if somebody does something good to me, I should return that favor, and I should be very happy to do that also. I should not be unhappy doing those things. If I don't do that, if I am unhappy by doing something by myself or by others, that would, you know, bring some good things or some positive things to others, then it's wrong for me to do. I should be happy, I should rejoice, otherwise I will be a loser. If I don't rejoice, if I am unhappy, if I feel upset, if I feel resentment that somebody is getting something good, then who will be the loser for that? I will be the loser for that. Not only now, not only in this life, but also my future lives. Because if I feel resentment, if I feel unhappy, if I feel hurt, if I feel upset, if I feel angry, then I am unhappy, I feel painful, I feel not good. And because of that, I also make everybody around me unhappy about that. I will also make people who are involved unhappy about that. Therefore, it's not good for me now. But because of that, I create a negative karma. I create a negative habitual tendency in myself. So therefore, it's very bad for my next life, the lives to come. So therefore, who is the loser? I am the loser. Not only now, in this life, but also in the future. So therefore, I should not get angry. I should not get upset. I should be rejoicing and feel good about and rejoice at others' positive things. 79. When praise is heaped upon your qualities, you are keen that others should be pleased thereby. But when the compliment is paid to others, you feel no inclinations to rejoice as well. Sometimes this is the way we do. When I am praised, I feel that not only I should be happy, but everybody should be happy also. When they praise others, then not only that I should not be unhappy, I should be happy, I will be very hurt and, you know, unhappy and, you know, kind of feel bad, but I want others to be also unhappy. That's not good. You who want the happiness of beings have wished to be enlightened for their sake. So why should others irk you when they find some pleasure for themselves? You know, we are supposed to be bodhisattvas. We have said that I want to be enlightened also in order to help other people. If that is the case, I should not be unhappy. When some people get even a little bit of delight or a little bit of pleasure in themselves. And if you claim to wish that beings be enlightened, honored by the triple world, when petty marks of favor come their way, why are you so discomforted? You want to, we as bodhisattvas, say that we wish the best, the highest, the free from all sufferings, and the highest and the best kind of well-being and happiness for all the sentient beings, and not only that also not only for the short time, but ever. If that is what I want, then if somebody gets some good thing, like a little praise from somebody, a little thing, a petty thing, even for that, if I resent, then I'm very bad. It's not good. That's the wrong way. That's not the way, how a bodhisattva should act. When dependents who rely on you, to whom you're obliged to give support, find for themselves the means of livelihood, will you not be happy? Will you once again be angry? As bodhisattvas, we have said that I would like to help all sentient beings. Not only get something positive, a little bit good in this life, but that they become fully enlightened. So kind of all their problems solved and end. So I want to work towards that, I said. So therefore, in a way, I've kind of made an obligation, a responsibility. I took on the responsibility or took on the vow to give support to all the beings. So if I have done that, then why should I be unhappy if somebody gets something a little good, or if they can stand on their own feet a little bit? I should be very good, because it relieves my, if one person becomes independent, that much is lighter on me. That much is kind of helping me, because otherwise I would have to help them. So when people are able to work for themselves, if people are able to find some good and some positive things, happiness for themselves, there is no reason for me to be unhappy, but reason to me to be very happy. I can't be angry about that. If even this you do not want for beings, how could you want Buddhahood for them? And how can anyone have bodhicitta who is angry when another prospers? So if I don't even want or don't even feel good that somebody is having some little positive thing, then how can I say that I wish that person to become Buddha or to have Buddhahood? And how can anyone have bodhicitta if I am angry, even somebody is having some little prosperity, then if I am angry about that, or upset about that, or not happy about that, then I can't say I am bodhicitta. There's no bodhicitta. Standard 84. If someone else receives a gift, or if that gift stays in the benefactor's house, in either case, will it be yours? So, given or withheld, why is it your concern? If somebody gets something, a present or some gain, and then I'm unhappy because I'm jealous, that's very wrong. That's very wrong, because if this other person gives a gift to this person, person A to person B, if person B receives, then he receives. If person B doesn't receive that thing, then that thing remains with person A. I'm not going to get it anyway. So, why should I feel unhappy that person A gives this gift to person B? Because I'm not going to get it anyway. So, it's absolutely wrong. It's absolutely wrong way of thinking that if somebody is getting something good, whatever it may be, that I feel envious and unhappy and angry. I should not feel jealous. I should not feel envious. I should feel rejoicing, because that way, you know, is good for me and good for everybody. All your merit and the faith of others, all your sterling qualities, why throw them all away? Not holding on to what might bring you riches, tell me why I am not angry at yourself. Because if I do this, if I am jealous and if I am unhappy, if I am unhappy and angry because somebody is getting something good, that's like myself throwing away all my positive qualities. So if I throw away all my positive qualities and create situations or causes that will suffer me in this life and suffer me in the next life, would I be angry at me or not? I should be angry. If I should be angry at anybody, I should be angry at my foolish way of doing things. I should not be angry to anybody else. Stanza number 86. Not only do you feel no sorrow for the evils you have done, you even wish to match yourself with those whose merit has been earned. Because if we do like this, then it's not only that I feel no sorrow for the negative things that I have done, but I also try to kind of compete with others who have earned these positive things. And I have done nothing positive, but still want to compete with them. That cannot be. If I have to compete with people who have more positive things, then I have to earn it. And for that, I have to actually do more positive things. And being positive thing is not getting angry, not getting hurt, rejoicing and, you know, transforming my negative emotions into a more positive way of thinking. So therefore, you know, forgiving, feeling, rejoicing when others are getting positive things, feeling happy and joyful in helping people, when somebody is, you know, getting something good, you also feel good, feel kind, compassionate, forgiveness. That's how we actually helping myself now and in the long run. So, we have to understand very clearly how I am helping myself and how I am harming myself. And I should not harm myself, but help myself and all other people also. I need to become a little bit more wise and react accordingly. So that's what he's saying. So I've covered till up to 86. 86, stanza 86, so we will go to stanza 87 next time. Thank you very much.